Jesus, Jesus Hernandez, Hernandez, 12971. This was dictated 7-3, but we can't find it. Chief complaint. Number one, follow-up of diabetes. Number two, diabetic neuropathy. Number three, leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is history of fatty liver. Next one is wants to get started on chelation therapy here in Houston, as he had done in Florida. Next number, history of senile cellulitis. Next one is history of palpitation and history of aortic stenosis. Our patient is a 51-year-old gentleman, married, has his own business, with history of hypertension, diabetes. Recently was seen in the emergency room in Spring, Texas, diagnosed with penile cellulitis with blood sugars well over 200, A1C over 7, over 9. He was started on insulin as well as continued on metformin. Subsequently, he went to see a naturalist physician in Florida who diagnosed him with fatty liver and subsequently gave him a few doses of treatment at $6,000 per session, period. The paragraph states that he felt like that worked and helped him feel better, and he wants to get back on glutathione here in the state of Texas, and wants our clinic to help him do that, period. Medication includes Humalog, 70-25, 10 units in the morning, 10 units in the evening. Then he takes Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams sub-Q, Q weekly. Then he had stem cells slash chelation therapy with glutathione in Florida. That's G-L-U-T-H-I-O-N-E. Maintenance exam, colonoscopies up to date in 2022 with polyp removal. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, sleep apnea. At one time he had sleep apnea, but he never followed up. He was told that he definitely has positive sleep apnea, along with possible low testosterone level. Surgery, has had appendectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy. Family history is positive for diabetes and hypertension. Medication includes lisinopril, metformin, 75-25 insulin, which is taking 10 units twice a day, Trulicity, 0.5 milligrams sub-Q, glutathione and vitamin D, which was given to him IV at in Florida. Then COVID immunization is up to date per patient. Family history, diabetes, hypertension. Possible colon cancer, hence the reason that he had his colonoscopy, allergy, none. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Review of system as above. He weighs 210 pounds, 96%, 98.2, 16, 80, 146 over 76. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen, soft neck, short JVD, skin shows, no rash around the coast with that lesion. Number one, diabetes, better controlled. Number two, check hemoglobin A1C, which he wants to hold off on any blood test at this time. Number four, fatty liver. Number five, his ultrasound of his abdomen does prove that he does have fatty liver. It appears to be mild to moderate. Next number, I did not see what it looked like before the chelation slash glutathione slash stem cells therapy. Next number, status post vitamin D therapy IV. Next time we continue with current dose of insulin until we get his A1C. Next time I encourage him to check his blood sugar at home. Then call me with the results in the next 2 weeks. Next time we always check blood sugars before eating. Next time he doesn't want to use the sleep apnea results from before. He wants us to order another sleep apnea test for him. Next time I explained to the patient over an hour and a half that our office does not provide chelation, and he has to go back to his previous physician if he wants to continue with that. Next one is hypertension, and current dose of medication. Oh, did I say his vital signs? His vitals, 210 pounds, 96%, 98.2, 16, 80, 146 over 76. Okay. Then he does have carotid stenosis per ultrasound. Findings needs to be checked on a yearly basis. Next one is the leg pain, most likely related to neuropathy with his blood sugars being out of control. Next one is he does have mild PVD. Next number, upper arm pain does not appear to be vascular in nature. Next number, no sign of renal vascular hypertension noted. Next one is Doppler study. The kidneys are within normal limits. Next one is prostate. It's within normal limits, but slightly enlarged. Next number is no sign of DVT noted. Next one is, again, PVD mild, lower extremity. Next one is needs to check his carotid ultrasound on a yearly basis. Next number, no sign of aortic aneurysm noted. Next one is fatty liver, as was discussed. Next one is echocardiogram. Shows right ventricular enlargement consistent with sleep apnea. Next one is new sleep apnea test has been ordered. Next one is he needs to have blood work done ASAP. Next one is for now we'll continue with Humalog 7525, 10 units BID. Next one is has plenty of medication at home. Next one is that on the exam put down the penile cellulitis, which was noted in April, is now completely gone. On the penile exam, put down negative penile exam for cellulitis today. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length, and we'll come back for fasting blood work ASAP. Thank you.